Well, once again, we hope to be streaming live here from the Panther Pit at Vista High.
We're recording, though. That's the important.
Yes. And that's another free throw for Micaiah Morris. It is now 22-8.
And Flynn comes in.
Michael Flynn.
His first action of the game?
No, he was in the...
Oh, okay. I don't think
so. No, you're right. No, you're right. Yep. Okay, and the Ravens front court haven't scored yet in the second quarter. That's going to be star and two for Matt. And that's a foul on Starnes.
Boy, Tyler
Starnes.
That was close to being an offensive foul there. But Starnes, I guess, was moving just well.
22-10. So Mets can make it a little closer. Yeah. All right, Eric, take it there. Take it away.
All right, Starnes inbounds to Samuels. 4:37 remaining. 22-11. Flynn, back to Starnes, up to Samuels across the center line. Samuels gets over to Flynn. Flynn looking for somebody, gets to the Hillstock. Hillstock tries to drive, cut off. Flynn, Starnes, Samuels for three, no good. Rebound, goes to the Academy.
Oh, this almost had it, but
Elsom, yeah.
One of the Ravens got it.
Elsom's got the ball again. Gets it over to Crespi. Crespi to Matz. Matz drives. Fouled again. This time I think it might be on Pope.
Yeah, I'm thinking it is.
Yep, Pope it is.
21. Ooh, that's his second.
Yeah, Matz is, I mean, tell you what, he's quick for a big man. He's got some speed. He's got some acceleration. Makes it hard to defend when he drives. Shot up and nothing but back. 22-12.
I think he's listed about 190, which is not a great deal for a guy 6'5", but enough to so he can hold his own.
Second shot, nothing but that again. 22-13.
That's 7 for Matt.
The lead under 10 now. Samuels with the ball. Trying to direct traffic. Full court press this time. Flynn gets the ball to Hillstock. Hillstock over to Samuels, who drives. He has the ball rejected. And the Academy will take a timeout.
Yeah, that was a good recovery by them to get the ball, Eric.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
I thought it was going out.
Yeah, it looked like it.
And
Coach Bolton,
he's not too happy.
No, he's not happy about the lack of a foul against Vista.
Eric, can you try to grab a... Oh, here it is. Never mind. I thought I had drinks in here, and I guess I don't. Oh, shut.
All right. We can always get drinks after the game. All right. Inbound to Crespi, guarded by Samuel. Loses the ball. Missed the ball.
Oh, there we go. 3:27 remaining in the first half. So this is the Panthers over the Canyon Crest Ravens by 9. 22-13. A lot of playing time left.
And down to the backcourt to Samuels. Crosses center court. Shoots. Oh, yeah. It's him. 24-13 Panthers. He just
scored Samuels' first point.
Yeah, he stopped the free throw line. Went up. Got the shot. All right. Out of bounds.
Ravens lost it on the baseline. And this is going to have it.
Acosta tried to pass it to Metz. Missed him a little bit. Metz didn't seem to be ready for it, and it went out of bounds. And Samuels has the ball. Will cross center court. He's looking at, there's a 3-2 zone going on here. Hillstock loses the ball. And back comes the Academy.
Rebound.
Oh, missed shot by close again. And a foul as Samuels went up for a pass. He took a fast break, went up in a crowd, and got a foul. Number 23, and that is Elsom.
Tyler Elsom.
That's his first foul. Samuels will shoot two.
11-point lead at this point for the Panthers.
Ooh, just off the back of the rim.
No good. Bill Stock sits down, and Micaiah Morris comes in as Samuels takes his second shot.
Samuels shot. Nothing but net this time. 25-13. Cresty, guarded by Micaiah Morris.
Kicks it out to Acosta. Acosta driving, passing. Gets it to Elsa. Elsa out to Acosta. Acosta almost loses the ball. Kicks it over to Gelfman. Gelfman back to Crespi.
Layup in. 25-15.
That was Crespi.
Yep.
That's his first. Samuels facing a double team at midcourt. Again, the 3-2 zone.
Kicks it out to Micaiah Morris, back out to Samuels. Samuels driving, kicks it out to Micaiah Morris. Morris with 30 seconds on that. 28-15 Panthers.
8 for Micaiah.
He's got the hot hand tonight. Back to Crespi. Mets driving, layup, no good, rebound. Dropped by the Panthers, but they get it back.
Yes, Starnes recovered it.
Samuels stops at the three-point line. Oh, just missed. Rebound, Academy. Kicks it over to Elsom. Elsom to Acosta for three. He's got it. Nothing but net for them.
Well, that was 28-18. That's three threes for Acosta.
They're keeping pace with the Panthers. The pace being 10 points down, but they're keeping pace.
Well, with three-point shots, Eric, it could dwindle in a hurry.
Yes. Samuels drives. Oh, off of Mets. Mets out of bounds. Mets got the loose ball.
Wasn't it off its foot, which automatically gives it to the start?
Well, he slid out of bounds.
Here's Taylor.
Taylor coming in. In for Flynn.
They ought to have one of those mops with a handle for this, Eric.
Yeah.
Cleaning up sweat on the floor. 44.9 seconds remaining in this quarter.
15 seconds on the shot clock. Micaiah Morris. Inbound to Torres Samuels. Torres drives. Goes up for the layup. And it rolls.
Finally.
Going around it is. 30-18 Panthers. And Acosta crosses center court. Kicks it to Crespi. Crespi over to Mets. Mets out to Elsom. Back to Crespi at the top of the key. He drives. Kicks it out. Shot there by Gelfman.
And Coates again on the rebound. He's really good.
Oh, and Morris, Micaiah Morris stepped out of bounds.
Well, that'll give
the ball with 2.7.
The Ravens at least a fighting chance to get another basket.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Taylor, but only a fraction of a second
yeah.
off the clock. 2.3 now remaining in the half. And the Mets knocked away.
Another good play by Coates.
Yep, Coates knocks it away. 1.9 seconds left. This is incrementally whittling this down.
Yeah, but the Ravens are moving it down the court underneath.
Mets gets the ball up for the shot.
That is.
Yeah, they didn't rule it out enough. Well, it's 30 to 20.
Well, we're going to let this webcast run. We're hoping it'll continue to run and bring you up to date as the second half starts. I'm going to do a check on the scoring.
All right.
You want to go get some water for us, Eric?
Sure.
Okay. Get a couple of waters.
We'll keep it going.
This is High Tech Radio Vista leading at halftime.
We'll keep it,
30 to 20.
We'll keep the webcast open here. Hopefully it continues to go. If not, we'll restart it. If at any point it stops, refresh, it'll come back. It may take a minute or two or three, but we'll get it back.
Again, this is High Tech Radio. We are letting the webcast continue during halftime. We'll be back in just about 7 minutes. Radio at halftime. Vista leading 30 to 20, and we'll be back in around 3 minutes or so. Give you the scoring and all the action from the second half.
Come on, bro.
Contest. One guy made it, but they're shutting us over. There's another one. Another one made it. This one did not go over the line.
You sure you don't want to go at least get a drink of water?
No, we're going to be letting your whistle. And I will be eating and drinking an hour, so.
Okay.
I'm good.
And there's some kind of a award for that.
Well, that was exciting. Got it. Half-court shot there.
Yeah.
I made a handful of half-court shots in my day. Just messing around. But. All right. Well, now the Academy comes back on the court. And here come the Panthers.
So I checked in. Tavari Perdue, he's not injured, but there was another team reason that he's not playing tonight.
Well, things happen.
The people who will be back next year, who I think will be big contributors, Micaiah Morris, you think he might be?
Yeah, just maybe.
Jordan Hill's
I can't mention that in the last game I was at. He's just a junior?
Yep.
That's crazy. He's going to be a huge player next.
Carter Starnes.
Starnes will definitely be improved.
Fletcher Pope. I think he'll contribute. I don't know if he'll be a major one or not. Taylor probably, again, contribute.
Yep.
And he's only a sophomore.
Yep.
So I think he'll have some good years.
Shane Coates?
Shane Coates will be very big. Plus whatever they get from the junior varsity.
So in other words, it's, again, going to be a good year next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends. Now, by the way, I've looked at the, it looks like Dallas Adams isn't suited up. No, I don't know why. I checked all the other teams in the league, and believe me, there are at least three, maybe four, that are going to be tough outs. It's hard to see them going 9-1 like last year. Now, the one big school last year, and this ended up winning two and losing only one against them, was Mission Hill.
Yes.
Well, they're like 8-6, which is not very impressive. But several of the others are pretty good. San Marcos, I think, has only lost two. Did I give the I didn't give the scoring, did I?
You did? I don't know. Did you?
I didn't. I'll give it again. Crespi 2, Acosta 9, and Mets 9, and that's all for the Ravens. For Vista, Makai Morris 11, all in the second quarter. Hillstock 6, all in the first quarter. Samuels 5, all in the second quarter. Isaiah Morris just 2, just below his normal thing. Oh, we're starting the second half. Okay. In the front court, the Ravens. And let's see, that's Elsom. There's Acosta. Shoots, no good. And there is a foul on Coates. Foul on Coates. Call for the rebound. Yep. Now that's his first, which is good. There's a long shot by Acosta, no good. Isaiah Morris gets and the rebound. The Panthers, jump shot, good. That was just a two, yeah, by
Samuel.
And this will get the ball back. Ball out of bounds.
No, they're not.
I thought it went off of the Raven player. The Academy have the ball inbound. Mets, dead of the key. Over to Crespi, pretty far out. And he drives, ends it off to, Mets gets it, no good.
Rebound, Coates.
Out in the front court. And that is to Shane Coates, and out, and there's a long shot, no good. And finally, retrieved. Oh, wow. They're not.
What?
Well, I guess they say Mets touched the ball only. Purdue is in. Oh, he is in. I'm sorry. I thought he wasn't even suited up. But he's in. Okay. I guess they sat him down the first half. There's a long shot. No good. Purdue's trying to ball. Oh, and a nice. No, no good. And a third try by the Ravens.
Going to be a foul on the Ravens here.
Coach got the rebound. 25 Mets. And that is his first.
He draws a lot of fouls.
They say his second. Okay. And
maybe we missed one.
Samuels across the timeline over to Isaiah Morris. Back to Samuels outside the key. Kavari Purdue.
Oh, nice turnaround jump shot.
Nothing but that from the free throw line. So it's now 34-20. So now I think that's. It's going to be.
I think it's going to be on Purdue.
Yep, Purdue. Okay.
Push there.
So with 6:28 to go in this third quarter, Mets way over in the corner, away from us. He's going to drive.
Oh, it's knocked away by Coates. Another fine defensive play. And there is Purdue, and there is gets a feed. I think. I'm not sure who it's
from. Purdue. From Purdue, right up. 36-20 Panthers. So Vista is coming on strong here. The Academy with the ball. Ravens. Mets out. And yeah, Panthers
backcourt violation. Well, no, just went out of bounds, so.
Oh, had to be. Well, okay. Well, it had to have been touched by them. I thought it was a backcourt violation. Anyway, Vista is going to inbound. Isaiah Morris. Way in the backcourt to Samuels.
Samuels? You know, Samuels looks, he has such a sweet shot when he stops and puts up a jumper.
And the ball is lost. But Vista finally gets it. Oh, a nice try by Purdue. And after a scramble there, Ravens with the ball. Long, long shot, no good. That was by Elsom. And finally, after a slip back attempt, Coates with the rebound. And that is a nice well try by Isaiah Morris. Anyway, there is a shot by
Elsom.
He gets it in, 36-22 Panthers.
And that's his first point.
He'll stop.
Shoots.
Oh, no, that was an air ball.
Air ball. Out of bounds, just a ball.
Not a good shot.
Attempted.
And Pope.
Replacing in
for Coates.
And Coates goes out.
Pope is listed at 6'4". He's about right. There's a pass into, and he'll stop and get the fade from Samuels.
What a nice layup there. 38-22 Panthers.
Wow, 16 points. Front court Ravens. And a steal by Vista.
Isaiah Morris.
He's going to drive. He moves away. Coast to coast. He goes.
Oh, no, let's see. I was supposed to give that to his brother.
There it is. That's only his 4 points for him. And 4-4-32. You want to take it from here?
Sure.
40-22?
Coach Bolton, while he was calling the timeout, he was having a discussion with the ref. And there's somebody he wanted him to look for. I couldn't say what it was, but there's something he wanted to make sure he was looking for. I guess there's something that he wants. He thinks that somebody or multiple somebodies on the Ravens are doing that they ought to be called fouled for.
Well, we'll see what results from that interchange.
But he takes the full time out. Panthers will come in. Who have they got? So,
Starring,
Pope,
Morris. Isaiah Morris and Samuel.
Well, I'll tell you what, I started to say it before, but Samuels has one of the sweetest shots. Look at this pull-up jumper. It's just, he looks like an NBA player.
All right. Oh, you're taking it, Eric. Go right ahead.
Crespi over to Acosta. Acosta almost stolen by Micaiah Morris, but he couldn't quite get it. Elsom to Acosta for three. No good. Rebound. Ravens, three attempt again. No good. Rebound, Micaiah Morris. And then the Panthers get it. Samuels.
Getting wild here.
Yeah. Micaiah Morris thought about shooting it. He kicked it over to Isaiah Morris.
Out to Samuels.
Samuels. Right over the right side. Top of the key. Kicks it up to Micaiah Morris. Goes in, puts it up, no good, off the glass. We got Ravens. And Gilpin gets the ball to Acosta, back to Crespi for three, and it's in there. 40-25 Panthers, but the Ravens close that gap a little bit. Oh, a bad pass
was
easily stolen. Academy, Gilpin for three, he got it. 40-28. And that big lead now down to 12. It was 18 just 30 seconds ago.
Was that a two or a three?
That was a three.
No, I gave Gelfman a two. That's wrong.
Isaiah Morris steps out the top of the key. Drive. Kicks it up. No good. Couldn't just go over the rim. It went off.
Missed on the rebound there.
And he's... Oh, and we've got ourselves a foul on Micaiah Morris. Now they're going to call that. They call it on a five.
Would they call it? Did they call it on Isaiah Morris?
Might have been on Samuels, but they held up a five. There's been a couple of times they've signaled the wrong player. Next with the rebound. Hillstock steals it. Kicks it out to Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris loses the handle, kicks it out to Rivera. It goes for three. Oh, just off the rim.
Now let's see who that's on.
Crespi.
That's his first, I believe.
So Crespi fouling somebody on the Panthers, going for the rebound.
fouling, at this point, still not an issue. We'll see.
Inbound, Isaiah Morris, Hillstock. Kicks it over to Rivera, Micaiah Morris, Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris stopped at the key for three. Oh! It's a little too much on it.
Crespi.
Here comes Crespi with three, and he got it. Oh, it's good.
That was
21.
21, Gelfman.
Pistons got to get it together here. Rivera, and he's fouled, going for a shot. That'll be number 25, Mets. The Pistons leads down to nine. First time they had a lead less than 10 in quite a while.
Yes, Mets, and that is, I think that's three on him. .201 to go in the third quarter.
Well, it's pretty wild.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Both of these teams are very aggressive and move. There's a lot of quickness out there. And Hillstock will inbound it for the Panthers. Kicks it out to Isaiah Morris. Back over to Micaiah Morris. Isaiah kicks it out. Hillstock is going to try to kick it back out to Rivera. Almost loses the handle. And he kicks it over to Isaiah Morris, who's heavily guarded. And he's blocked. And that foul is called on Elsom.
Not 21, but
23 was the one guarding it.
They said 21, so that's the Gelfman, I guess.
Some of these fouls are kind of befuddling. You see the guy guarding him, and you call a foul on somebody not there.
Open.
Loses the ball. Pope gets the ball over to Micaiah Morris. The Ravens are playing smothering defense right now. Isaiah Morris for three, no good. Rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Micaiah Morris. Going for the rebound. Rebounded there by Crespi for the Ravens. So Micaiah Morris, that's his first foul?
Yeah. According to my unofficial stat.
Inbound to Elsom. Back to Acosta for the Ravens. Acosta the Mets. Mets back to Acosta. Drives. Puts up a shot. And it's in. This lead is dwindling. 40-33, a mere 7-point lead with a minute one left in the third. The Panthers have got a little cold. They're getting a little sloppy out there, and the Ravens are putting it together at the same time.
Next Tuesday is the first league game, and I forgot to bring the schedule with me. I think it may be Mission Hills.
Here or there?
Eric, I said I forgot to bring the schedule.
Okay. I've never been in the gym at Mission Hills.
Oh, that's a nice gym.
You told me that many times.
That's got one of those giant big scoreboards up in the front. Not quite as big as VS Arena, but big.
All right, so let's kick it out to Morris, Micaiah Morris.
Micaiah,
they need
to score here.
They need to score big time because they're 18-point lead is now 7. Micaiah Morris, out of the right wing. Trying to find some room. The Ravens are just playing smothering defense. That is mentioning. Isaiah Morris has the ball. Kicks it out to Micaiah Morris, shooting for three. No good. Oh, boy, almost stolen. Hillstock going to go for the rim.
He got it. Another feed from Micaiah Morris.
Nice. Assist there by Morris. 42-33, lead back up to 9.
And just a few seconds in this 8-quarter.
Elsom with the ball. Drives, puts the ball up, he's fouled. And that's going to be Micaiah Morris' second foul.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
0.9 seconds left.
See, that's Elsom has just 2 points so far. He has a chance to pick up a couple more on free throws.
First shot, no good. Short.
Yeah, that wasn't a good shot. Coach comes in for Pope.
A little more height there, a couple inches. Elsom's second shot. It's good. 0.9 seconds left. Buzzer sounds. Shot misses anyway, so Vista's lead is 8 after 3.
This is High Tech Radio. I am Bill Rupp, and Eric Rupp is right next to me.
So that's a signal just then. So that means,
what is it, 42 to 34. 42 to 34. So, Candy Crest scored 14. Oh, my gosh. Fitz only scored 4. Is that right?
Well, what was Vista at half?
They led by 10.
It was 30, but so then that means he scored 12. If they had 30, they're 42.
Yeah,
so
yeah. You're revealing my arithmetic.
So they scored 12.
Infinity here.
So
12, you're right. So it is 42 to 34. Is that right?
Yep.
42 to 34. Okay. And I think, let's see, Vista will be inbounding the ball. Yep. Final preseason, or I should say, non-league game for Vista. Cross in the front court comes Samuels. And yep, this is still a zone defense. And he'll stop. Matthias Morris will shoot. No, he's not going to get it, but Hillstock gets it. And now Isaiah Morris going to drive it out to Hillstock. He doesn't get it. Okay. Here comes the
Ray
Holm. Number 23, no good. Out of bounds. What do they say? No, they say
ball.
I don't know why Elsom was going for the 3.
Well, it would have cut the lead down
to
5.
They're not dead. No, that's okay.
Yeah,
because no one touched it. There's Acosta, drives, no good. Rebound by and Vista tries to lay it. I think that was Samuel.
Yep, just missed it.
And here is a shot from the foul line.
Acosta again.
Was that a 2?
It was 3.
Was that was a 3? I didn't. Okay. All right, Vista. Going cold here.
No stock
on a drive.
Here's the ball.
And there's a scramble for the ball. Raven. And they're going to charge. That he didn't really shoot, Eric.
So, yeah, Isaiah Morris foul. Oh, why is there a shooting foul?
Well, I have that down as I shot. Well, I didn't think he had started to shoot.
Well,
ref disagreed with me. Tyler Elsom. No good. 42-37. So far, the Ravens are outscoring Vista in the second quarter. All right, that free throw is good for Elsom.
Starnes in for Isaiah Morris.
He's got 4.
Well, it's a 4-point game now. Starnes.
Here is Micaiah Morris coming down and to Hillstock. He's going to go, drive, puts it up, and he's fouled. Let's see, 25. Now, I have that.
That's his fourth.
Yep. Fourth foul.
I'd say mess is the worst foul out situation for the Ravens.
Not quite in for Hillside.
I can't put it in.
Second shot.
Panthers need this free throw. And got that one.
43-38.
13 points for Hillside. Now this is going all for Full Court Press. And, that was 21.
Yeah, 3-point lead.
Driving right in and putting it in. 3 points. This has absolutely got to come away here. Here in the front court.
This has led the whole game, but it's getting tight.
Samuels puts the
ball
in.
45-40 Panthers.
All right, a 5-point lead. And under 6 minutes to go. Let's see, that is Gelfman. Now Acosta, he's going to try to drive. He does.
Got it in.
So it's 45-42, Vista leading.
Vista seems a bit flustered here.
McCaddy
playing really tough defense.
Yeah, Mikhail Morris with the ball out of Samuels. Way, and then back to Samuels. Over to Mikhail Morris. And that third, second putback attempt is good.
Hillstock.
That's about 15 points for him. There is front court Ravens. There's a shot, no good. And that'll be, that's gotta be a backcourt violation.
Purdue's gonna come in for Coates.
So we've got Samuels, Starnes, Purdue, and Mikhail Morris.
5-point lead, just the ball.
Morris. I'm sorry, Samuels brings the ball across the line. And facing that zone defense. There's a long shot. No good.
Oh! What's that?
And gets stuck at the top. Stuck in the backboard. Between the backboard and the support pipe. Oh, they're just going to... okay, they... All right. They knocked it off with another ball. Okay, the Ravens. Acosta will be inbounding. Vista's doing a lot of backcourt pressure themselves. Ravens have come on strong. See, that is Gelfman. No, I'm sorry, Elsom, 23, Elsom. He's in the front court, guarded by Mikhail Morris. Elsom in the corner over to Crespi, a long pass, almost got away from him.
He barely got up there.
It's going to be a 3-point shot. No good. And, there is a scramble, and Vista wins the scramble. They're coming down, and there is Mikhail Morris.
Oh, they're calling a travel?
Oh, boy. That was a 5-point lead for Vista.
Boy, this had a chance to
Acosta will inbound.
Get a 7-point lead and just weren't able to do it.
Ravens with the ball. See, that is Acosta. It's going to bring it across. Guarded by Hillstock. And there is Matt. A long shot. No good. Vista couldn't quite get the rebound. Crespi
Yeah, it's just a second here. Let's see what happens.
Foul.
All right, Eric, take it over. Take it over.
Yeah, there's a foul on Mikal Morris.
That's his third.
And he will be replaced by Flynn, who was already ready to come in. Well, I tell you what, this game's gotten extremely tight. Only 3:24 remaining, 47-42 Panthers. Mess with the line. He can shoot. He got it. 47-43. So often the Vista plays a team that can keep up with them speed-wise and hustle-wise. Max, shot number two. Top of the net again. Boy, he can shoot those free throws. All right, Samuels with the ball. 3:20, clock rolling. 47-44, just a three-point lead. Starts back to Samuels. Samuels kicks it out to Hillstock. Hillstock all the way across to Flynn. Flynn back to Samuels. Samuels for three. That's going to be short. Hillstock almost got the rebound, but he didn't. And the Ravens have the ball. Mets.
Under 3 minutes.
Acosta. Balsam. Crespi. Crespi going to the top of the key. Looking, passes. Mets is going to be fouled by Starr. They have a chance to bring this thing within one game, and the way he's been shooting free throws, Mets has been money.
That's, yep.
And Coates is ready to come in. I have a feeling he's coming in for Starnes. First shot. It's in there. 2 point game, 47-45. Coates comes in and Isaiah Morris comes in, so Purdue is out. Next, for free throw number two to make it a 1 point game. And he's done that. And as mentioned, this has led throughout. Boom.
Smith has 13 points.
This is the closest it's been all game long. Isaiah Morris over to Hillstock. Hillstock kicks it off to Morris. Isaiah Morris. Samuels to Flynn. Flynn gets it over to Hillstock. Hillstock's going to drive, and he gets the basket. 49-46.
Boy, I know the
Hillstock went up, lost the ball, got it back, came down. The visiting crowd thought that I should have been, you know, going up and down with the ball.
That should have been a.
But he lost the ball, and he got the ball back, put it up, and got it in.
Yeah, that's what the ref takes anyway. Wow, it's only 3 points with 2:12 to go.
Well, when Vista had that 18-point lead about 10 minutes ago, I don't think anybody thought this game was going to get this close.
Well, Vista went a little cold and
got a little sloppy, too. They got a little sloppy.
Andy Crest came on strong there.
Tell you what, Kenny Crest has been very well disciplined. They played a very tight game as far as, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. There's good ball movement. They've got some good shooters. And it certainly doesn't hurt when your big man can shoot the way Max can.
Yeah. He has 13.
And he's one foul away from being out of this thing. Acosta in to Elsom.
Isaiah Morris is in too, and he's got four fouls for Vista.
Acosta passes it out to Metz, the top of the key. Metz kicks it back to Acosta. Acosta loses the ball. It's going to be a jump. Does that mean it will be?
That's Vista's ball.
They're saying he called timeout before the ball was.
Oh boy, I don't know.
Before the ball was a jump. Wow, that was close. That was ridiculously close. One ref called it jump ball. The other one said timeout.
Minute 55. 3-point lead.
Fast
leading by just three.
Whew.
It's going to be a reasonably low-scoring game. I don't think anyone's going to get to 60.
Oh, no.
Well, I will be there Tuesday. I guess you probably won't. And I know a week from tonight, we're going over to Oceanside. And Oceanside has a decent record this year, too. So.
Yeah, that game I'll probably miss the beginning. I'll probably miss the first
All right.
play.
Yeah, you were here just about on time. Isaiah Morris, Michael Flynn, Hillstock. I mentioned one or two, but those are the guys in for Vissanel.
Oh, 5 second violation, Vista ball.
Wow.
Wow.
We got 5 seconds. What the ref counts as five.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, that looked like 5 seconds to me. This was playing tremendous defense covering everybody there. 1:49. Isaiah Morris driving. He's fouled. So,
and
foul on Acosta.
That's three. Yeah, three fouls for him. Not a shooting foul. I'm afraid the next foul on Vista will be a two-shot for shooting foul.
Samuels with the ball. Kicks it out. Oh, boy. He kicked it too high. Flynn went in. He thought he was going out.
I don't know if Flynn could have caught that. He would have had to go on really up
high. That pass was pretty high. In for Flynn is Coates.
And that's an unforced error.
136, 3-point lead, 49-46. Crespi with the ball, guarded by Makai Morris. Gets to center court, kicks it out to Elson. Elson, guarded there by a double team, kicks it out to Crespi. Crespi, back to Crespi from Elson. Crespi again, over to Elson. Elson. And there's a foul. And who's it going to be on? On two, that is Hillstock. And so shooting will be Elson.
This is 1-1, I guess. Huh?
I believe so. Shot, it's in. 2-point game.
5 points now for Elsom.
Boy, the Ravens are just hanging around. They've whittled that lead down to two again. This could be one here. Elsom's second shot. No good. Missed the ball. But Isaiah Morris with the rebound. Crosses the line. Oh, I don't know what he was trying to do there. Oh, they're calling that a foul. That is, well, I'll tell you what. Hillstock blocked the shot with authority. And they're calling it a foul. This could tie the game. Elson to shoot again.
58.8 seconds.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see that, but ref was right there. Elson's first shot. No good.
No, this is Crespi, Eric.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's number one Crespi, right.
Crespi missed the first one. His second shot. No good. Just the ball. Oh, boy. Still leading by two. Under a minute. Isaiah Morris has the ball, kicks it back to Samuels. Samuels crosses center court. Samuels looking for somebody to pass to. Hits a Hillstock. Isaiah Morris drives. Gets into the layup. That's a big one. Timeout. Vista 51-47. Now they've got a 4-point lead.
36.6 seconds.
That's a two-score game.
With 36.6 seconds, that's huge.
Can you believe this? We're still going on the internet.
Well, it's because my phone, my service must be better than yours.
I guess. 51:47. By the way, I understand
they changed the clock to 37.6.
Very simply said. Kenya Crest is in the San Dieguito district. So they have San Dieguito Academy, La Costa Canyon, Torrey Pines, and then Canyon Crest. They have four schools.
That's all?
Well, that's a lot. I mean, they started out, of course, many, many years ago just with San Dieguito. And then they added Torrey Pines and then La Costa Canyon. So.
Right.
It's likely you will not be seeing a lot of more new high schools since I think the era of big growth in the student
population
is over.
Isaiah Morris, Micaiah Morris, Tara Samuels, Jordan Hillsock, and Shane Coates. Acosta inbound to Crespi. Clock runs. 34 seconds. Crespi guarded by Isaiah Morris. Gets it over to Gelfman. Back to Crespi. To Elsom. Into Metz. He's going to put the layup up. And a foul. And a foul on Vista. Hillsock.
That's his third.
And shooting for Canyon Crest will be Mr. Automatic.
And a player who's not been, I thought they were going to bring in
MJ Metz. 15, Stewart.
Even Stewart.
He's on the sideline here. First shot is good. Well, I'll tell you what, Metz, I don't even think he's hit the rim on his free throws on any of them.
They're going to bring in a new Raven here.
Yeah, they're bringing in Stewart for Metz after he shoots a shot.
What's his number? 25?
15.
15, Kevin Stewart.
Second shot, that's at the net. And Metz is out, which is an odd score.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I think Stewart must be a defensive specialist. This brings in Flynn for Coach. Just to him down the ball here. And it's going to be a foul as Samuels is fouled.
Number one, Crespi.
And then Metz comes in. I guess they brought Stewart in just so he could give up a foul if they need a foul.
Was he the one? No.
So this is one and one. So Samuels has got to make the first one here. Because he won't get a second if he doesn't.
Here it comes.
Shot is up. It's good. Huge shot there. 52-49.
And that's now 10 points for Torrey Samuels. And he's usually is 15 or more.
Yeah. If he makes this one, it's going to be real hard for Canyon Crest Academy to come back and win. Second shot, no good. Rebound, stolen! Isaiah Morris has the ball, he's fouled!
Why wouldn't he do that, Eric?
He stole it from Metz! Metz had it off, and he just grabbed it away from him, knocked it loose, took the ball away.
Who was that on? I thought he held up two fingers. Was that Crespi? Well, it's not going to matter, I don't think, unless this goes into overtime.
And he gets the first one, so he'll get a second shot. 53-49. 4-point lead. That's just huge for the Panthers.
And that's just 7 points for Isaiah Morris.
Second shot. And nothing but that. 54-49. 5-point lead. Kenny Crest kicks it out to Gilfin. No good. Rebound. Panthers. And that rebound, Micaiah Morris.
They're going to win this one, Eric.
They have this game, baby. Hold on.
It's not that easy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Foul number 10.
And that's
Acosta.
Four on Acosta.
So 8.6 seconds left. Makiah Morris here to shoot.
Makiah had 11 in the first, actually in the second quarter. None in the first and none in the second.
There you got one. There we go. 55-49. That's pretty much ball game right there. With 8.6 seconds left, there's just almost no way. And mathematically, maybe in a freak occurrence,
it would have to be a freak.
But yeah, in the real world, it's just not going to happen. One more second shot, no good. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shot good.
Was that a 2 or a 3?
0.2 seconds left, 55-52, Panthers. 3-point shot.
That was a 3. Oh, come on, who was that, Eric? Kretzky?
The shot, I didn't see, to be honest with you. It went so fast. They're saying 1.1 second left. Well, now all of a sudden, yeah, that freak occurrence means that if somehow, now, they're saying there's a foul, 1-1. I'm assuming that means Vista's going to be shooting.
Yeah.
So, the way that the Academy could win this is if Vista misses the free throw,
and they have no timeout.
Oh, no, they're not free throws, okay? So Vista will be inbounding the ball.
They have no timeouts, Eric. No, the Ravens have no timeouts.
Foul against Crespi, holding Samuels.
Well, if that was Crespi, that was his third.
Samuels can make this. He can just absolutely ice this game. 1.1 second left. 3-point lead. First shot. No good. Metz comes back in for the Academy.
It's been a real nail biter here towards the end. Despite this lead earlier.
Shot. It's in. Bounces around, goes in. Inbound pass to Crespi. Shoots a wild, long shot. No good. Vista hangs on. 56-52, and that's the final.
Let me, I'm not going to worry about the Canyon Crest Academy because I know I missed two there. So let's take a look at Vista.
The scoring.
Yeah, it's Makiah Morris, 12. Jordan Hillstock, 17. Samuels, 11. Tavari Perdue, 2. Isaiah Morris, just 8. But he had to sit down part of the time with foul trouble. Let's see. Barnes, 2. And Shane Coates, 4. And that's it. That's it.
Well, so this is just
56-52. That was a tough one.
Well, it barely hang on to this one by 4. But that's it. So we will be back for another game shortly. What's it, Tuesday?
Tuesday. I think that'll be me doing that one.
Yes, it will.
And the week from tonight, the second league game, first one is Tuesday, will be over at Oceanside. I think it's Mission Hills, but I'm not sure. And anyway, you can always check Max Preps to be sure. So this is Bill Rupp with Eric Rupp, and again, acknowledging the technical work of Patricia Hartman at home. This is High Tech Radio. Thanks for listening, and join us again. Thank you.
We're done. Thank you.
How many bars or what happened?
Three?
What about this? Well, this is done.